Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody. This is James from Iowa. I was looking forward to the Dick Queasy t-shirts. I know you'll get around to them eventually, but...
All right, that's a complaint. Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, Mike. I just saw a commercial for the new Downton Abbey movie.
Oh, hello.
Get
yes.
tickets now.
Yeah. You know what? I'm probably going to go. I'm giving Rob a hard time about nostalgia.
My mom is out of her mind about this new Downton
What's
Abbey
so
movie.
What's so great about this movie?
The Queen's coming.
That's
let's
the
take
plot.
Another call. It's a lady, ladies and gentlemen.
I think that they... I
think we really built them up today, Mike.
The Jerry clips.
I'm horribly confused.
You drive me insane for the reasons you know. You're smart.
I know.
You know why. It's this. It's the same thing with the. There's a book I'm reading. There's a character like you in this book, and it's.
Is it the Bible?
No, but there's.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Friday, everybody. Hot one. Hot time in Florida.
Oh,
hot time.
It's 77 here.
Well, it's going to be 77. It's in the mid-60s right now.
Oh, it's
lucky
beautiful.
Dogs. Heat
finally.
Index today will be... Who had 108 degrees?
Oh, man. You're
108?
When you're off the FM dial,
man,
that's
it feels
no
so
good.
Bad for you after the hot summer we had.
Yeah. 108 today. What
yeah,
does that
Mike,
mean?
2 days ago, it was 96 degrees, and I was standing outside. I said, it's September.
Yeah, he was screaming at the
sweating.
Passersby.
Sweating.
Well, is your house still sweating?
Yeah. Yep. They don't do. No, actually, the window isn't. But I will tell you, they don't do warnings down here because they just take it for granted.
Yeah.
Today they did. Today, a heat index
108,
warning. Today.
A humid 108. It's a soup you can wear.
108.
You better go knocking on some neighborhood doors because this is when it gets hot enough to check on the elderly.
Knock, knock, knock it on someone's door.
Hey, you breathing?
Hey, how you right. doing? Stay inside. Is your air conditioner working today? Thanks, Mrs. Habersham. How are you? Have a cool drink and boo.
That flammable oxygen outside on the porch? Let's get it inside.
There you go. Have a great time, lady. Anyway, I wanted before, we got lots of yaks today. This show is going to be dedicated to your phone calls. Looking forward to it. But I did before that. I'm wanting to address this all week long. Mm. I wrote it down. Rob Spiewak's sad nostalgia.
Oh.
which, by the way, Rob, when you get to be my age, if you're the way you are now,
right.
you're not going to be even able to live in contemporary times because you will be so, you are already so obsessed with nostalgia
right.
that it's sad to
but-
me because you dwell on it. You have never... taking the deep dive in Jerryland with your telethon, like well into the week after Labor Day. It's never happened with you. I'm not used to it.
Well, you know, I finished what I tried to do, and I do start feeling the Jerry pangs like Saturday of Labor Day weekend because it was always a big part of my life. It was a 21 and a half hour broadcast that I had to try to watch all of. First
I
for
like
pleasure,
your clips. I like some
then
of
for
your
work.
Clips.
And then so what I did is I tried to put the clips on Facebook at approximately the time that they would have aired on the telethon, like hour 16. Here's, you know, Jerry
oh
conducting the orchestra.
Who yes. has the time for that? That's amazing.
That's what he occupies
that's
his time.
I love it.
Imagine if
I
he
love
used
it.
His powers for good.
No,
it's,
but this
it's
is
incredible.
What this is. If he did, Mike, we wouldn't have the man we have in front of us.
No, we wouldn't.
You know,
he is who he is.
Yeah,
he would be
a higher achiever and doing things elsewhere.
That and so and we got him and I'm happy to
well,
have him.
And
also,
him.
Mike,
the way we can get him.
And when you want to talk about sad nostalgia can be happy. Do you know the joy I have that you are now a Turner Classic Movie enthusiast?
It really upsets me.
And
I got to be
honest.
I love it.
Weirds me out.
That's on my regular channel, and I watch that.
You're better than TCM.
What I watch?
You're better.
There is nothing better than TCM.
I don't even know what channel TCM. I don't know
256.
If I carry it.
Here's what I love about TCM. No, Turner Classic Movies.
No necessary rules there.
No,
you'll get a silent film.
Like
you'll get a color film. It doesn't matter. They throw it all out there.
You'll get movies from the 80s sometimes.
Like
you
what?
It's fantastic.
You don't say.
Yeah, like Ordinary People. They show Ordinary People.
I like
People.
Ordinary People.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was strong. It's great. I remember movie. That movie.
Great movie.
Sure. Timothy Hutton, fun guy.
They had Raquel Welch with 1 million years
BC.
Nice. Which was Raquel. All it is a vehicle to have Raquel Welch running around in a bikini. So I'm fine
it's
with that.
It's a fur bikini, isn't it?
It's a fur bikini.
Real fur?
Yeah, it was okay back then.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they cared. I think it was rabbit. I think it was rabbit. It was rabbit.
But, you know, I did not really bring the Jerry into after 6 o'clock on Labor Day. There are people still commenting on the clips, and so they're still popping up on the feed.
When did he pass?
He passed...
Around 6?
No, Jerry Lewis, I found out... I was on the beach. I think it was 3 years ago. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon when I found out. 11 o'clock Vegas time.
All right, here it is. And Rob, by the way, put two clips that I liked. You see the clips when I like them, right? You put the clip of the Count Basie Orchestra.
That was fun.
And Sammy singing on that. But here's the thing about Jerry. Jerry, that's where I depart from you. The man himself.
Yeah.
The man himself, I love the entertainment value of the telethon, but Jerry just doesn't bring it.
You know, you see, for me,
he's just there. And like, yeah, what is the cop, the Count Basie Orchestra? Magnificent.
The greatest ever. The greatest ever.
Count Basie still there, still alive and at the piano. Magnificent talent.
Mm.
The musicianship just par excellence. And what does Jerry do? He gets up and he conducts.
Right.
Anyone out of the audience could do that. So Jerry doesn't have any talent to do. It takes no talent to do what Jerry does. And a lot of people have said what I've said for a long time. What Jerry does have a talent in is bitching.
Yes.
That's what it
bitching.
Is. So just let me say, and then I'll let you have the floor for the record, because it's your thing.
Fine.
This is your thing, and this is the only reason I have a problem with it, and I've always had a problem with it, because... With Elvis, I understand. You understand the good part of Elvis and the bad part. Elvis, a mishandled artist.
Tragedy.
Who had people surrounding him that were horrible and probably, is just like so many other stars that were surrounded by sycophants that were allowed to deteriorate and die eventually.
Yeah.
But with Jerry, I just can't get away from the fact Jerry is a despicable human being. He's not a nice person.
He disgusts me.
And you revere him, and even on the show, he's bitching at people, and he's just, I don't know.
He's a nasty individual.
He's nasty. Jerry's nasty, and you put him on this pedestal, and it drives me out of my mind, but then you put a clip up, and I'm like, well, that was entertaining, and that was it. Don Rickles was entertaining.
Don was great.
Okay, even the way Jerry, in his phoniness, reacts towards Don Rickles. He's not really laughing at Rickles. You know this, Rob.
I know.
Because I know you study it like I do.
I know.
He's not even really laughing. He's just being showbiz phony laughing. Ah, I'm going to be Jerry. Just, yeah.
You could tell when he touched Jerry's cards. He touched Jerry's cards on the podium and it really pissed Jerry off.
Yeah.
Why would it upset
him? Don't do that.
Don't know.
Because Jerry doesn't like anybody messing with his stuff.
Jerry is an ultimate control freak, and I think it boils down to that.
So I don't understand. I don't understand
Here's the problem.
I also don't
fully understand it. I feel kind of like a wife in an episode of Cops that I've been abused, and yet I still love him.
Who loved him in your household outside of you growing up?
Rob,
no one had
Rob.
To have.
No, that was me.
Just
that's
you.
All you.
That's all
that's
me.
All that's all you. Left while the mother
deserted
and father
childhood.
Were off going to, you know, picnics.
All Labor Day weekend, he's alone watching
TV.
Mike,
all Labor Day weekend, 3 day weekend, he's watching television.
As you know, Mike, I come from a broken home.
I know.
And my parents were at that point were going to separate picnics.
But
yeah,
but at that point, when
I
you
was
really
home,
got
yeah,
into
was
it.
Was watching it there. Jerry is so complicated, and I think part of it that you brought up Elvis, that's part of it. There's a complicated sort of duality when you watch, and I really do think that the movie, if you want an example of Jerry's best work of his career, is probably The Nutty Professor. The original Nutty Professor is a very well-made film and a beautiful film to look at, but it also is quite telling because many people thought that when he was the cool Buddy Love character, he was making fun of Dean Martin, but the more people talk about it, they say, that slimy dickhead is Jerry Lewis.
Right. Oh.
And he's letting himself be seen as the villain for the first time.
Well, is he good looking in that movie?
They do everything they can to make him good looking.
Because he's kind of dorky, right? He was kind of dorky.
Well, I mean, he played that up, too.
He played up the dorkiness. But
he was
Jerry
like a Hollywood heartthrob, wasn't he?
No, but Jerry could slick back his hair. He's not an unattractive guy. Right.
And he's very.
But he had that kind of like, yes, I'm there with a cigarette going here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like so, but like Jerry's thing in, I'll give you an example, okay. Cinderfella.
Right.
Right? Where he does this massive ego stroke scene where he just walks, he does an entrance
on a stair, and he walks down the stairs. Yeah.
And anybody could do it. You do too. You just no, it's no genius.
No,
in
just
that.
The way you walk with some confidence.
I'm sorry, I'll stop. I'm interjecting.
No, it's
go
fine.
Ahead.
You were
talking Jerry
again. That's another thing. That's another example of Jerry playing the dual personality of Jerry, because Cinderfella is the ultimate loser. He's like, you know, a male version of Cinderella, put upon, really treated badly by his mother and his stepbrothers. And then the fairy godfather comes in, Ed Wynn, and makes him cool for a night. And he does the thing with the massively perfectly fitting tux.
Is this a movie?
Oh, it was a huge movie. 1963, yeah. Too, about
yeah,
that?
I don't know.
But I don't know why I even threw it out there.
Confirm for me, Mike, please.
Jerry, the thing is, here's where we would say, and by the way, we are similar in that respect. Mm. My show business idol, Buddy Rich, the drummer, amazing talent, was a hump. And I think the thing is that it's the talent level. See, with Buddy Rich, it was the
amazing
he was the greatest.
He was the greatest. But
greatest drummer in the world.
But see, okay,
so
well,
I looked the other
this
way.
This is fascinating. Your idol is a fantastic drummer. Rob's idol is a hack telethon host.
Well, no, that's one portion of him. When in fact, Oscar, what if I were to tell you?
Speaks volumes.
What if I were to say there was a man, unnamed at this point, that saved Paramount Pictures? Paramount Pictures was in danger of folding, and he came in and got a contract and literally saved the studio to a point where they gave him his properties. They said, you have done so much for my studio, you can own your own movies.
You mean his movies were so successful that he saved a movie studio?
Saved Paramount Studios. He was the box office guy in
the
60s.
So Rob is making a talent argument here.
Mm. No, I'm not saying the talent.
The success... A success.
If you can equate success with talent.
He's trying to stroke the business ego, which is, well, hey, this guy was also, so powerful, he changed the future of a motion picture house, which is impressive.
Yeah, it is. And that was just a portion of what he did.
He didn't find a cure, though, man.
No.
At the end of the day.
He did not. Certainly not for himself.
Oh, God. He's in his 90s. That's very cruel.
Mike,
that's very, very
he's
cruel.
He's too busy being dead.
He lost the race.
He did. He was in it for a while.
That's it. But
he did enjoy amazing success. Some of his failures are so legendary. The Jerry Lewis Show, he did a Saturday night talk show that was the biggest budgeted television show of all time. They rebuilt. As a matter of fact, it was in the theater that they do the Kimmel Show in now. And they refitted this theater for television, and it was a disaster. Even to me, it's almost unwatchable. But he thought he could pull that off. But he's got a lot of guts. He always did what he wanted to do, and there's a certain honor in that.
Because I think you enjoy the bad man Jerry too.
There's some of that, yeah.
You like that. Uh-huh. You enjoy that.
I enjoy the awkwardness on the telethon. I enjoy the very schmaltziness of the telethon.
I enjoy
fake,
schmaltz too.
The fake like on the did you watch schmaltz. the Wayne Newton clip I put up?
Not yet, but I love your clips. I love your clips. I do. I have to admit.
The Wayne
I
clip
like
is
the
great.
I like the nostalgia too. I grew up watching this. But
it's the seasons of Rob. I can't believe you put it around the time that this played in real time.
Well,
that's.
You got to know it, man.
There's like.
I didn't know you were doing that. I didn't know.
That's why the post would start, welcome to hour 16. I'm such an asshole.
There's a genius to it, but it also, for some reason, pisses me off.
I know, because of his brain. Because there's no. Let me. How to describe Rob in our business model? Rob Spiewak does so many very, very funny things.
Oh, absolutely. And
especially his presence here. I love having him here.
He's
every
a genuinely
day.
Funny guy.
Outside, we trying to get Rob to do something that he's not in love with. Like there are aspects of the job that he's not in love with. Is how would you describe it? Oscar.
Well,
there's no getting it done.
It's tedious, but in a way that. Okay, do you really want me to pull back the curtain?
Sure, why not? It's Friday. Let's live it up.
This is really messed up.
Live it up,
right? Let's welcome to hour two.
Here we go.
We're curling to each other we're happier with
each other. So, Rob, Rob does work for Podcast Village as well, but majority of the bulk of responsibilities for Rob, outside of what we do here on the show, is, and the audio vault, set the creative, is to walk hand in hand with Pony to make sure that this little infrastructure on the back end for the sales of deliveries, like more traffic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
traffic not meaning cars, but traffic meaning the delivery of commercials.
Yes.
Right.
And I get a list of ads on Sunday to review and see how the schedule's looking, et cetera. So there's a system in place. And when Shannon, when we first kind of reconfigured the business,
a
couple years ago, it was all hands on deck. It was like, it's a learning curve of learning curves. We had to figure things out. And I remember bringing my wife into it and saying, look,
running our own radio.
Yeah, you got to help with this, please. And I said, you are going to hold Rob and Pony's hand through this process. I said, it's going to be like running across the street in traffic.
Like Frogger.
Rob is going to look at everything that is shiny and try to let go of your hand. And Pony is just not going to want to walk. So you got to like a mom, drag him across
this
that
really
crosswalk.
Is the curtain being pulled back.
That's right what it is.
Pony doesn't want to walk. I will cop to the shiny thing.
Yes.
I mean, that's me all over. That's me in a nutshell. Yeah, and I'll also.
Is. But you're very competent. I'm just saying.
And I will reconfirm that Pony does not like to walk at all.
The hours and the hours and energy you spend on your Jerry clips,
right?
Is the relation to anything you do. It is kind of a showbiz thing you're doing, but it is in no way. Related to the showbiz that you're part of.
The genius that you would actually lay out a timeline with your clips.
Well, it just happens mentally. It's soaked in. It's how I think.
That's
but
a
also,
part of the brain
the weird
that we
thing
want
is,
for other things.
If you started me at like age 7 and I start watching the telethon, back when the telethon was viable and sort of still a big deal, like the early, late 70s, early 80s, that is what made me want to get into entertainment. That was the inspiration. You see the people up there killing it. They're on stage. They're
killer.
Having fun. They're talking, hey, boys. And they're talking to each other and they're having a great time. Sadly.
For example, when we used to have guests on the old show,
right,
no one would have more pictures taken with a guest than Rob Spiewak to collect.
Yeah, it's fun.
His personal collection.
But anyone else would never be taking a picture because you don't want to bother a person.
Right. But
he would
Rob
probably
has them in his collection. So getting guests and having guests is magnificent. It's wonderful.
Right.
Going through the process of getting the guests, he would rather have needles put in his eyes.
That's
20 years, I have tried to say, please help. I understand that it's difficult. I understand that it's like auditioning because you get a lot of
the no's, so many
the
no's
around,
yes,
and the rejections, but. You also, I will give an, all right, this is, again, pulling the curtain back.
That's fine.
This is fun, night. Though.
All right. Today, we have Sean Greenwood from Ben and Jerry's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And Sean Greenwood is now a friend of mine also on Facebook.
Oh,
right?
Really?
Yesterday I read a post from Sean Greenwood. Tomorrow, in Washington, D.C., Ben and Jerry's will be debuting a brand new flavor. And I'm like, well, he's in D.C. Why aren't we part of that? And Rob's response to him is, you never call, you never write.
It was a lighthearted reach out.
What about a private message?
Bye-bye, hey. Thank you. Thank you for us. Bye.
No. Why don't
care,
you? Are
Sean.
You in town?
And Rob, you put.
Come on
you
by.
Care, because your brain doesn't work like that. A lighthearted. Your brain should be, hey, personal
come
message.
By. Come by.
Come by. What's going on?
We'll make
with
it work.
This? We'd love to get we're the Ben and Jerry's.
We'll get on the gravy train,
here.
Man.
Mm. But you don't. What is it? What is it about you? You don't care.
No,
you don't
I care.
Give a rat's ass about having him on the show, but you wanted to reach out and say, ha ha ha.
I see
you. Never
you.
Call, you never write.
Don't worry about the show.
You know, I'm like, I would be, we live in a different world. My response is, what the F are you doing in D.C.? Debuting a new flavor. We promoted that Greek crap you had a while back. Why don't you come on and talk about
it? Oh, Gary,
you know,
it was great.
It was good.
Great. Hey, sorry, what about, what do they get releasing? Trump's humps?
I have no idea. Do you know where they're releasing it, what show they're going on, what the reason is he's in Washington, D.C.? Have you asked any of those questions?
It was an event, I believe, at the National Press Club, ooh, and I did not see what the flavor was because it was a secret debut. They were going to debut it that day.
Ooh.
Well, today? Today?
I believe so.
Today?
I believe so.
Do you know that we have access to the National Press Club?
But I'll put the
we could have sent Maddie.
So Jerry, that's what makes me.
Hey, Maddie.
What makes me with you?
Maddie, he doesn't love you.
Do you understand?
I do understand.
Do you understand?
We're Flavor Nation.
Caring about this.
I do care about this.
We do. You care more about.
Let's pretend if we got credentials for Mac for the National Press Club, which is easy to get to
for Mac, okay.
Yes. For him just to call in, right? Okay. To call in from the event. And we're here. We call Mac. Mac will fail miserably, but it's his day to shine, right?
Okay, right. God, he has a chance.
Yeah, he's there. Just the idea we could call him and we got him credentials would have been hilarious.
I see that. You know sure. What I mean? Yeah, I do. Yeah.
For the future.
All right.
Yes.
That's the part. Because that's what I've tried again and again and again. But it's not shiny enough. It's the grit work. It's the grinding, being a dick work. Being a producer.
He's not a dick.
Where, no, nice. You don't have the chip where you go, hey, man, be nice if we could do it. But there's not even, he could do it nicely. But you don't choose to because it just doesn't. It doesn't enter your mind.
He had his plate full as well. Who knows what was going on yesterday? When did you write that?
You don't care. You don't.
No,
you
I do
don't
care.
You care about the telethon. You care about Jerry's telethon.
I put up a few clips on a day off
to your 14 people that like it. And then, but this is like the Sean Graves, a regular guest, a guy that's in your jet. And you said you never call, you never write. And I read that and said to myself, that's it. That's all it is. That's all. You know what that is? Do you know what your statement of Sean Gray is like? Thank you for effing me and us and our show and not caring about us. Bye-bye. Everything's good. And then he writes a flip thing about you're number one on the VIP list. What did that mean?
I think he was returning it.
Yeah, he was saying you're welcome.
Why?
Anytime.
Because you can make nice with him and be happy friends with him. He's a this is a business associate. Who comes on the show and it's good for our ratings.
You gotta lead him to water sometimes. That's bottom line. You know who's a great hatchet woman, Mike? Maddie. Maddie's a great hatchet woman.
Really?
She'll just ask you and tell you.
When it comes to ice cream, I'll get it done.
All right. Well, I mean, that ship probably, but that's the part. That's the part where it doesn't enter your mind, does it?
No, it does. I thought about.
Really?
Yes, it does.
If it does, it would have.
I didn't think that was something we had him on not too long ago. I didn't think it was that big of a deal for you. I see now that I was wrong.
It's not that big of a deal for me.
Then let me withdraw
we
that.
We are all in it together. You think of the show as me.
No.
You don't think of the show as us.
I misspoke. I didn't think it was
for example, if it came to getting Jerry on the show.
Right.
It would be you would prioritize going to sit in the audience and watch Jerry, like you would prefer to sit in the audience and watch a show than pursue them personally. Where even Buddy Rich, my idol, I wanted backstage to get an interview. But from the time I was in high school, I wanted to interview him. He's got him. That's the show, the business of show. You are a performer. You are Rob effing Spiewak.
Yeah. Two B's.
Stop being the one that's in front of the TV and being the one that's more valuable. Who was that character you were on HBO?
Oh, Lester the disc jockey.
Lester the DJ. You want to be? You were
I'm
into that.
Lester Holt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You were into that. You know,
Lester
you didn't
the molester.
Fight for it.
Lester in the morning.
You didn't go out and audition 50 times to get it. Was spoon.
It was natural.
I got very lucky.
You got lucky, but you know that.
Mike.
That's,
to be fair, Lester got canceled.
That's true. Lester actually.
It's not Rob's fault.
No, I think Pete Holmes said it was my fault that got the show canceled.
I know. Pete Holmes is an extremely funny man. Yes. But that's what probably drives me.
It's fine. I think moving forward, this is not really about
heat index of Jerry. Today.
Very high.
It's about ice cream. So really, we need some more free samples.
It's like when Patton's been in town.
Patton's coming back.
No, I've been in touch with Patton.
Yes.
He did turn us down.
Yes.
He was in what he referred to it as ultra relaxation mode.
All right. Patton's not on the show anymore.
Oh, no.
What?
I'm turning Patton
Come
down.
On. No.
There you go. Okay.
No.
Not all that scary great ones.
AP Bio.
How about that?
Yeah. Was some of the best moments of my life.
Great show.
Yeah, having him here. When I made him laugh that one day.
How did you make him laugh?
I don't really. I said classic tradecraft, and I used the word tradecraft, and that stopped him in his
tracks.
How
did he turn us down, just out of curiosity?
I said.
Thanks for mentioning that, David Edgar. I appreciate that.
Just to let you know.
That's right. That's great, though. That's great. That's another thing, you know. It's like, you know.
He was in town to do
it. You ever see Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly? Let me enlighten you on those guys. You know, Donald Trump, our president, these success, they're completely into the self-aggrandizement.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's another story. So as Patton turned
his- He was in town to do a charity thing, and he was staying with his folks, as he always does.
Yes.
And I reached out and I said, you know, our door is always open. We'd love to see you. Anything we can do.
When's the last time Patton was on? A year ago?
I think it was
6 months ago.
About a year and a half ago.
Year and a half
ago? Yeah. No, it wasn't that long ago. I think it was this year. It was early this year, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah, because we had the...
Let me double check that.
Yeah, please do.
We had a picture, and I was like, I do not look good in that picture. And I have not looked good for a year and a half.
Could have been yesterday, then.
Yeah, that's just the thing about it.
Next time, say, we're working on Patton.
Yes.
I think the attitude that I've always tried to instill is that, you know, this is your thing.
I love this Friday.
You know, and
very productive.
Your deal here. You're the man, Rob. You're the man.
You're nice to say that.
You're the observer. You don't need to be the casual observer. You need to go get him.
You are a presence. When you walk in a room, people are like, "Oh, Rob." They wanna work with you.
Right.
Right. Take that, and take that to the rest of your life. Like when
use your power for good, Rob Spiewak. Yeah.
All right.
Now with that said, I think that
I think we really built them up today, Mike.
The Jerry clips.
I'm horribly confused.
You drive me insane for the reasons you know. You're smart.
I know.
You know why? It's the same thing with the. There's a book I'm reading. There's a character like you in this book, and
is it the Bible?
No. But there's,
am I like Joshua?
Would it be? I don't want to make you feel horrible.
No, it's fine.
This is my psychotherapy.
I will say this before you make me feel horrible, and that's fine. Is that if our relationship was truly broken, if it was beyond repair, if this was a total crisis, we wouldn't still be together after 27 years, we are.
I love you as much as I get mad at you. I mean, it's the truth. I reach out to you more than anybody else on the show when there's a funny, when there's something. Mm. Funny that, and there are a million things that you and I have that we do that I share that
I agree.
But I think that in your particular case, because of the whole conflict thing, you like to take the path of least resistance.
Well,
that's it. And I think that
that's easily agreed upon.
But you can be powerful. You can be more powerful than you know with that. And by the way, so an opportunity, no matter who the guest is, if it's somebody that has been good on this show that our listeners have liked, and by the way, I'm joking about Patton.
Of course. More,
you know, Patton's the eagle, we're the flies.
Yeah.
Patton is a genius with script writing, and he's got a very, very great stand-up career. And if that's all it is, if the movies and television, you know, if he never had another starring role in a major feature film, it wouldn't matter. Patton's stand-up, he's got a career for the rest of his life.
Of course.
And he's a genius, and I'd love to get Patton. And Patton's turned us down before.
Yeah.
And that's
we'll take
way.
Him anytime.
Sometimes he likes to come in and do separate
Family.
Stuff. So we love having him on the show. It's that I think, though, when he turns... He's got to feel it a little bit. Just make sure you know. So when you write that to Sean Greenwood, he's not feeling it. That's in your own way telling him it's okay. No, it's not. It's not okay. Bring that new flavor by ear.
Yeah.
Sean. All right, Sean, we've shilled for that product for your two hippie bosses. We've shilled for that product for a million years.
Remember
so get your ass over here.
Mike went there and you were closed.
That's right. You were cleaning out the urns,
cleaning.
The churns.
Great tour. Suds. That's what I saw.
You know, be a good new flavor.
You want to come back? No,
Suds.
I don't want to come back. By the way, the Colburns said, "Do you want to go back?" I said, "No, you sweet, wonderful people," because they're dear friends, most thoughtful people I know.
I'd like
would
to
you
go.
Like to I'm go back? Saying. No, they didn't want to go back.
No,
you know, and so it's just anyway. I think we've blown ahead.
Who? What's the character? What is the character? Who is the character?
Yeah, who am I like in the book?
They talk about this college guy. They're having a reunion. They're all 66, and the one guy. This is it. The guy. This is not going to make you feel bad. So this guy is. In a band, and he likes being, showbiz, and he gets mediocre grades, and he's decided that he doesn't want to pursue an Ivy League or whatever because he's not smart enough, and his teachers have told him he's smart, but he's not. And then he takes the SATs, and he's in the top 4% of SATs in the country, and they realize he's brilliant, and he's been brilliant, and that's where the whole path of least resistance If you use your power for good, your big brain for good, and
I think
discomfort.
That was,
yes.
That was, I guess, loosely based on Powder, right? The original movie?
Whatever. I don't know.
That's more of a physical resemblance. And also, I would have been like a Costco-sized jar of powder. I recall him being a little more slight than me.
Yeah, but he had his,
right.
Like, all these
But
powers.
You know, it wouldn't have lasted this long if I was that crazy. Yeah. And I validated that, which means you can take advantage of me for another decade.
No, but let's, also, he's beloved. He's beloved because of the way he is.
He's more beloved than you and I are.
Oh, we're hated compared
to
him.
We're hated. And I'm hated more than you are, Oscar, because
that is
I'm
true.
The man.
You are hated
That's
more than
it.
I
That's it. That's the way
But if you really want to dissect the let's dissect the hatred just in this room.
Right.
Then I'm not so
paranoid,
good.
But I know what everybody says about me. Start the show. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Who are you?
My name is Andy Sachs. I recently graduated from Northwestern University.
And what are you doing here?
Well, I think I could do a good job as your assistant. And, I came to New York to be a journalist and sent letters out everywhere and then finally got a call from Elias Clark and met with Sherry up at Human Resources. And basically it's this or Auto Universe.
So you don't read Runway?
No.
And before today, you had never heard of me?
No.
And you have no style or sense of fashion?
Well, I think that depends on what you're...
No. That wasn't a question.
I was editor-in-chief of the Daily Northwestern. I also, won a national competition for a college journalist with my series on the Janitors Union, which exposed the exploitation of... okay. You're right. I don't fit in here. I am not skinny or glamorous, and I don't know that much about fashion, but I'm smart. I learn fast, and I will work
very
hard.
I've got the exclusive on the Cavalli for Gwyneth. But the problem is, with that huge feathered headdress that she's wearing, she looks like she's working the main stage at the Golden Nugget.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your time.
Who is that sad little person? Are we doing a before and after piece I don't know about?
That's all.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara.
That's all.
Rob Spiewak.
That's all.
Oscar Santana.
That's all.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
See, we have that psychoanalysis, and we do that, and then he demonstrates that he went home and he did all that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you'll get your That's All tape tonight. I just wanted to play it in the open.
I appreciate it. We love you, Rob Spiewak.
Love you, Mike O'Mara. Oscar, you're
fine. Mike O'Mara Show. From Mead, Washington to Hauser, Oregon, from Twig, Minnesota to Emeryville, California, from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico to Riverside, Singapore, the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's perfect.
Is on now, brought to you by Cornerstone. There's a change in the air. Autumn.
Yes.
Autumn leaves. Listen to these important words from Cornerstone. As the temps cool down, the real estate market always heats up. It's the fall home buying season, and every year people go on the hunt for their dream home. Let Cornerstone First Financial help you make it easy. Mortgage rates are at the lowest they've been for a long time, so if you're thinking new house, think Cornerstone.
Yes.
The time to act is now.
Oscar, do
now.
It.
Now.
It's also a great time to refi. You can knock down your interest rate and save mucho dinero. Plus, Cornerstone offers free rate float downs. There's nothing like a free rate float down. Mm. I am such a fan of free rate float down.
That's all.
Stop by.
That's all.
Which means if rates get better, your rate automatically gets better too.
Yes.
Not too shabby. Cornerstone, licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, Colorado. Try their new pumpkin spice mortgage. Delicious. Just a hint of vanilla. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 866-866. Yeah. This is the passion fruit flavor of Liquid IV, and it makes my mouth water a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's like being in the islands, isn't it?
So very, very tasty. Yes, sir. I call them 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing, ladies and gentlemen. That's all. All right. Did you want to say anything more before we get to the yaks about Jerry, or are you done?
No, you know what? And here's the thing. I'm Jerry'd out now for a while. No, I'm okay. I'm going.
Don't stop because of us.
I wouldn't.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't put too much importance on yourself, you know.
Importance.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you ready for the TMOS Yak Shack?
Oh, is it time for all that?
Yes, it is. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for your yaks. We won't get to all of them.
Friday yaks.
Like hell. This is a sprint. I can only play a few right here, and then we got to take it. I'm trying. Without further ado, let's get to your phone calls. You can call us morning, noon, night, 866-920-MORE. That's 888. Let me do it again.
Please.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara. Welcome to the show. 888-920-MORE. 888-920-6673.
And while you said
have it in front of me.
Morning, noon, and night, I recommend calling it night. Beat the traffic.
Yeah, we talked about Bridges last week with Maddie and Bridges, or maybe this way. I don't know. This first call is for Bridges. I flew
Jeff
through
Bridges.
These.
Okay.
I did not do a lot of editing. I got no idea.
So you know what this is?
Here.
These are raw yaks for a Friday.
Nice.
And they might not be allowed because I don't know. There was something wrong with that. Let's take our first call.
Hi, this is Al. Bridges are high because at high tide, they have to allow boats or ships or high-masted schooners to go under them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, are you talking about the Bay Bridge?
He said bridges overall are high. Because of high tide. Now, that man, and I've been here before, Mike, you're listening to a radio show. People are talking and they think they're informed, but they just don't account for what is obvious, high tide.
Right. Yeah. High tide.
What?
All right. Next call. I've got a guy.
I'm going to call those idiots and set them straight.
I got like four calls from this guy. This is the guy that's close to my hometown.
Ooh.
He called last week. He calls lots. Frank. Remember Frank from
Brantford?
Sure.
Yeah. This is Frank the Tank.
Hey, Mike. It's Frank from Brantford, Connecticut again.
Hello.
Thanks for playing my yak stuff.
No problem.
You seem to be really enjoying it.
No, let's not get crazy.
So it's late. It's like 2 o'clock. I can't sleep. A second day of school starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I'm really enjoying watching your show on YouTube with you drilling Rob about his vacation, and your show is just so entertaining. I'm glad I have it to watch because I just can't fall asleep.
Okay.
So there's that, and then just a question for all of you might be interesting is
what?
I was wondering if you've thought about all of you, Rob, Oscar, Mike, if you've thought about
what?
Recently, not saying so much negative complaining about your significant others. I've noticed there seems to be a shift in avoiding that for air. And I'm wondering if that is purposeful or just organic. And I'm just curious because I think sometimes the significant others might feel a little put upon by you guys airing some of their problems on air, and I'm just wondering if that's
Hey, Frank. Frank, right. Frank.
Love
yeah,
you guys.
Love you, yeah, love you too, Frank. Hey, Frank, lighten up.
May I answer?
Go ahead. Yeah, well, you should go first.
when my wife.
My wife.
My wife. who I work with, I love dearly. I'm a lucky man. When she has to think about nothing financially or nothing emotionally.
Here he goes.
Emotionally, that's new.
Emotionally. Yes.
That's new.
The emotional support.
Yes.
Yeah.
When she sits down and asks me a question that I think should have been answered 20 years ago by somebody else, and I sit there and I casually and confidently tell her, like, this is the world is round, and these are the continents. Like, I know that she's in a safe place.
She asks a lot of geography questions.
When I rage out, we're talking about the Eastern Bloc, and I had to pull out a map.
Okay.
And mind you,
your house must be a picnic.
well, we're going to have kids one day, and she needs to educate them, right?
Okay,
so,
right.
I don't know.
When we sit there and I say,
yeah,
hey, I might rage out once in a while, but know that there's love. There's love.
There's love there's here.
Love. There's love here.
Love,
there's
love in the here. Form yes. of Eastern Bloc countries.
I'll go
this
second.
This was the Eastern Bloc. Yeah.
I'll go second.
Yes. Good.
I don't want to get another dog. That's all I have to say, Frank. right. Rob, you're third.
I would trade my wife for a dog if the offer was on the table.
Come on. No.
But Frank seems like a good guy, and I'll just say this. I wish him a marriage.
Very good. Yeah. All right, more Frank, and then we got a break.
No.
All right, more Frank. Sorry. Yeah, that's how I reward. I didn't listen to all of it. All right, let's more Frank. Here we go.
Hi, Mike. It's Frank from Brantford.
Yeah,
Frank.
Hi,
Frank.
Just real quick. I know you think that's impossible with me. You want a good haircut, you go to a Latino barbershop. They know how to do fades. No one else does, not as well as they do. That's that. And I appreciate the fact that you're kind of creating a theme of disasters from the hurricane, your haircut. I see what you're doing. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's one big conspiracy, Frank. All right. Frank called like a couple other times.
Now, question about Frank. He mentioned.
Can't all make it on the air.
He said in his first call, it's the night before the second day of school. He sounds too old to be a student. God forbid he's a teacher?
I don't know.
Also,
Mike. I don't know. Yes.
Would it be entertaining if we all came on here and said how much we cared for our significant others?
You know, perhaps not. Perhaps not.
Also, it would be. It would make it the job much harder.
Yes, that's right. I know. I'm feeling a heat index inside this show. Let's take a break. We'll come back. More of your yaks. We got an angry one when we come back.
Oh, no.
That's good,
yeah,
right?
Fantastic. More of your calls right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Fruitcake time.
Hi.
Back again, folks. TMOS Fruitcake Futures 2019. Your once in a year chance. Once in a year? You mean once a year?
Once a year, dipshit.
Your once-a-year chance to snag a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake. That's right. He signs them. Get ready to place your order for the taste of the holidays. They even taste better than you remember them. Two big ways to purchase and support TMOS, including deluxe packaging and an exclusive new collectible. And more. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The holidays start right now. Put it in my mouth.
Oh.
Well then.
Welcome back.
Pleased to meet you.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara. Let me tell you something about myself.
Yes?
I like to take a drink.
What's
I
that?
Like to take a, I like to take a drink.
Is that how you start the meetings?
I'm Brad Pitt.
Yet.
I like to take a drink.
Let me tell you about Cheers. Yeah. This stuff works. Cheers Restore. It is an after-alcohol little pill that you take, and it's designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol. I did this last weekend. It worked. Whether you drink a little or a lot, take Cheers after a night out, and you'll feel at least 50% better. I think it was Saturday night, and I took it right before bed. I woke up feeling amazing. 2 to 4 capsules after your last drink or before going to bed.
I take you'll 4, feel, Mike.
You take 4? Of course you do. You'll feel better in the morning. They guarantee it. It's like an antacid for alcohol. Cheers Restore. Not that Cheers.
What's up?
Norm!
Hey, everybody.
Cheers Restore neutralizes alcohol's negative effects so you can wake up feeling great. No more headaches, nausea, sluggishness the next day, and it's healthy for your liver, too. For a limited time, our friends at Cheers, get it? Friends, Cheers?
Mm-hmm.
They're giving our listeners a chance to try out Cheers Restore for free. To take advantage of this offer, simply go to takecheers.com.
Tmos.com/TMOS and take the 30-second quiz. You pay a dollar for shipping, and your 4-dose sample bottle will be on its way along with a free gift. Again, that's TakeCheers.com/TMOS to get your first 4 doses of Cheers Restore for just a dollar. Cheers, the best thing to happen to alcohol since alcohol.
Mm.
There it is. All right, back to the yaks, ladies and gentlemen.
He says an angry one?
Angry yak, yes. It sounds like a guy was angry. I don't know. Let's listen. Welcome. And by the way, it's 888-920-6673. Call morning, noon, and night. We love to get your phone calls. Let's take another one here.
What's up, fellas? Your boy, Kenny Bunk. Haven't called in a while.
Ooh.
Mike, I haven't called because when you were on vacation, your boys there didn't air any of my segments. I'm pretty steamed, but I'm not calling for that. I'm calling to send a message to Brian from Manassas. Hey, Brian, get your own shtick, dude. Weed reviews are my domain. I pioneered it, and I'm going to keep it. For crying out loud. It's hard enough getting this content past the gatekeeper, Rob.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't want to be outshined.
Wow.
Anyway, it's Friday, Labor Day weekend, heading north, 95. Going to go hit Portland for a while. Sure, I'm going to rock it. I miss you, Mike. Miss you here in Maine. I think Small Mike should come be a Maine kid. Get him out of Florida. Put him in school up here. God, I can list reasons for the rest of this call. I won't.
Small Mike.
Anyway, guys, enjoy the weekend. We love you and Kenny Bunk, and I'll talk to you soon. And as always, Mike, please, please tell all, especially you Blue Chipper and Small Mike, I said hi.
Thank you. Yes. Small Mike.
Is that the
Small
first time?
Small Mike is funny. Small Mike's first time.
Is this the first time we've had infighting in the Yak Shack?
Because
he's
maybe
calling out another guy, and also he hates me.
I guess he does. Well, you don't let his stuff on in the weed reviews.
Maybe if it had been funny, it might have made it. I don't know.
Oh, no.
One never can tell.
Whoa.
More Bridges comments. I don't know. People respect. You know, this kind of tells us what people get interested in. This was Maddie and the Bridges. Let's
hey, guys. I was just listening to your last episode, and you were talking about Bridges. And long ago, before the Yak Shack, I called about Bridges, and Mike couldn't pronounce the Piscataqua River, which is what divides New Hampshire from Maine. But he's a baller. He probably lands in Bangor or lands in Portland or whatever and then drives up. But anyway, Maddie, I feel you.
Can I just jump in here and say, when you're going to correct me on a pronunciation, it would help that if you pronounced it correctly. Because I heard,
yeah, but
that's
Mike,
what I heard.
Understand,
there.
That's not the point of the call. The point of the call is the creepy thing he's about to say to Maddie.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. Let's listen.
I hate Bridges. They're the worst. And that's really all I had to say.
Good pickup line.
Bridges suck. Like, the shorter the bridge, the better. I don't want to go across the Bay Bridge or the Golden Gate Bridge.
Okay. Thank you. Let's take another call.
Sorry, sir. She's taken.
Yes.
He was going to list bridges at the end there. I wasn't going to go through that.
Some hot bridge action.
The Bay Bridge. All right. Maine lady. A lot of calls from Maine early in the Yak Shack. Let's
listen
to the Maine lady.
Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar. I just wanted to say that this is Kat from Maine, by the way.
Ooh,
I just want to let you know that you played a clip last week, about a week ago, of a girl from Stranger Things singing, and it was not great. Well, that's I think that was Maya Hawke, who's Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman's daughter.
Ooh. That's true.
And it just gave me a little bit of a twisted joy that somebody who came from that gene pool doesn't obviously have everything as far as her singing talent goes. But anyways, I just thought I'd pass that along, and I love you guys, and keep up the good work. Your show is the best part of my day.
Thank you, Maine lady. Kat, we appreciate it. A little schadenfreude, which is
I like the fact that Kat is living up to her name.
Meow. Ready for a joke?
Yes.
I love a joke.
I don't think you're good. Rob, you might like this.
Okay, I will rate it. I'll give it a letter grade.
Okay, here we go.
So I have a question.
If we all start saying a bunch of bad things about former advertiser Alexander Papp, would that be considered a pap smear?
Oh, Rob didn't laugh. Rob was the only one you could have gotten, and Rob didn't laugh at it. No.
C minus.
Oh, very bad.
Yeah, you know what, sir?
Bordering on a D
when
plus.
You're messing with our advertisers, you mess with our money.
That's right.
There you go. Yeah, and we still like Alexander Papp.
Yeah, I just talked to him yesterday.
Comes back up. There you go. Come on back on, Alex.
Be a jackass, sir.
I wrote bad call.
Oh, bad call.
Bad caller. Bad caller. Hang up.
When you're listening to the show and something starts to flow,
okay, all right.
Diarrhea.
All right.
B
thank
plus.
You very much. Thank you. Call from my son. Small Mike. Let's listen.
Small Mike.
Hey, little Michael, do you have your homework done? No? Then light him up!
Let's take another.
You want a break?
That way you want? Yeah, we'll break. I'll play that one more time.
Hey, little Michael, do you have your homework done? No? Then light him up!
Hey, we'll take a break and come back with more.
Surprise
more of your
me.
Yaks. Some unscreened call coming up.
Oh, nice.
On the Michael Mary Show. We'll be right back.
Political Persuasion.
Hey, it's Chris Fritz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I take on Sharpiegate. Writing on a map is against the law. We'll tell you why. Plus, the Climate Change Town Hall. 7 hours of policy. Did Mike tune in? And we take your questions this week.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Yeah, and by the way, for Political Persuasions, send Chris Fritz at Chris Fritz on Twitter. Any questions you have for Political Persuasions about Chris or me or my politics or what I feel about that, I'll ask the TMOS listenership to check us out on Political Persuasions and let me know.
Great episode yesterday, a really good one. And also, Maddie, because you're wondering, that song that was in the background, it's the Alabama song. Because, you know, the hurricane was going to Alabama.
That makes sense.
That's right.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. How would you like a subscription box for your kids that helps them change the world, basically?
Yes, absolutely.
Say hello to KiwiCo. KiwiCo creates cool projects for kids, and it makes learning about science, technology, engineering, art, and math, known as STEAM.
STEAM.
It makes that fun for kids. Small Mike absolutely loves his.
Who?
And he, Small Mike.
Of course.
And he gets a new box every month, each box designed by experts and tested by kids. It's got all the supplies needed for that month's project, and they're great projects to do for kids. They make them think, and you will just have hours of fun with your kids if you play with this product. It's wonderful. Easy to follow instructions, written for kids, and an educational magazine so the learning continues. With 7 lines to choose from for the different age groups, KiwiCo is great for kids. You're going to love it. All ages, too.
Mm-hmm.
KiwiCo, a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. No commitment, and you can cancel anytime. Monthly options start at $19.95 per month, shipping included. Our listeners can go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS to get their first month free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. Right back to the Knox. This is unscreened, and well, let's see what happens.
Hey, it's Dave. Stuck in traffic. But I got a joke for you.
Oh, here's another joke.
I'll grab
comedy
it.
Jokes. A guy walked into a bar carrying a piece of concrete. He says to the bartender, "I'll take a drink for me and one for the road." And one for the road.
Yep. Oh, I laughed.
Not funny. At
I
all.
Don't get it.
It doesn't even work. Well, the brick is a part of the road, I guess.
Piece of concrete?
Yeah, but you see, if the joke is not funny at any level, it would work better if he said asphalt.
Right.
Well, that wouldn't make sense.
Let's get right to the endorsement. I'm terribly sorry for that. Here we go.
I'm not in traffic, and I'm here to give an endorsement for the Rob Spiewak fruitcakes.
Ooh.
Buy one. Last year I bought 2, and just so that you know how good they are, I, on August 30th, 2019, I am about to open the second of 2.
Ooh.
It has been in my fridge since December. boxes opening.
Wow.
It was peanuts. Did he say it was in traffic? Styrofoam peanuts.
He said he wasn't in traffic.
He wasn't in traffic.
Well, they're nuts. You don't eat it if you're allergic to shut up.
Right.
You're allergic to nuts. Okay. And here it is.
Who is he talking to?
He's reading the warning label.
Oh, okay.
Plastic opening. Really fast. Here's the opening.
Oh, you think the fruitcake was in the fridge by the human heads?
It's turned green or anything.
It's made
like
this sexual.
You know what? I bet if it's turned green and it's itchy and it's moldy.
It's a smart play, though.
God damn it. I'm probably going to eat it anyway.
Wow.
It's almost 10 o'clock at night and I'm really hungry. Yeah, I had dinner. So what? Shut up.
I gotta okay. We gotta get to it.
Here it is. I'm gonna take a bite of it. Here we go. So you can hear how good this fruitcake is, even though it's been sitting for
nine months, idiot.
I can't really cut it. Hold on. Jeez. All right, here we go. Ready? Here's a piece. No, it's got green stuff and red stuff inside of it. It's okay.
What?
Long. No. Okay. Take a drink of chocolate milk.
Oh no!
Oh, this guy. That's a bad.
This guy. He's getting off on this ASMR BS.
I'm sorry, Rob. I thought it was an
endorsement.
It sounded like
you
might have been enjoying it.
Taste
Chocolate milk, you butthead. You don't eat a fruitcake with chocolate milk.
That call is a fail.
I'm sorry. Let's take a hurricane call.
Please.
All right, here we go. Please play it. Oops, sorry. I gotta play
it. Diabetes. Okay.
Oh, is that the same guy?
100%. Tastes great. Go buy a whole bunch of fruitcake.
It's an endorsement.
Tell him Dave sent you.
Dave, thank
you.
The
long way, the long way.
Now the hurricane. We got like to 1/8 of the calls today.
Hello? Who is this? Oh, hello, this is the Cohen. I heard you talking about me.
The Cohen.
Mike, on the Weather Channel.
The Cohen.
And you did a big hubbub. Oi, here he comes. Cohen is coming to Florida. And he's going to blow and blow, and the trees are going to fall.
All right,
and
I get it.
All the wind and the wet. Right.
Hurricane Cohen.
I get it. Yeah,
that gets an A-. Right.
Exactly.
I like that a lot. When he says.
This next call is entitled, Oh Boy.
Hi, this is Sam from Mississippi, and I have to say I love the show, especially last week, which was Rob Free.
Oh, another slam at you.
I'm the old original iron-jawed, brass-mended, copper-bellied corpse maker from the wilds of Arkansas. Look at me! I'm the man they call sudden death and general desolation. Sired by hurricane, damned by an earthquake, half-brother to the cholera. Nearly related to the smallpox on my mother's side. Look at me!
Wow.
I take 19 alligators and a barrel of whiskey for breakfast when I'm in robust health and a whistle of rattlesnakes and a dead body when I'm ailing. Look at me! I split the everlasting rocks with my glance and I squinch the thunder when I speak. Woo! Stand back.
Yeah.
And give me room according to my strength. Blood's my natural drink. And the wails of the dying is music to thine ear.
Yak Shack is this week something truly special.
And you know,
A movie? Is he quoting some sort of movie?
I don't know.
He's not. He's got people in his crawl
space. I picture a man calling on not a cordless phone.
Right.
Not a cell phone.
Right.
But like one that has an actual wire. He's standing there in
maybe
his kitchen.
Maybe rotary. Yeah.
He's standing in his kitchen and
green
he's completely
phone.
Naked. Yeah. Calling the
look
show.
At me.
Yeah. I'm okay with him. You know, that started out as a slam against me. And after I'm okay with that.
That's no problem at all.
Artist friends.
Call from D.C. next.
Hey, Jeremy from D.C. Hi. Last week I spoke too slowly and I got sent to my room.
There you go. Okay, thank
you. Hey, everybody. This is James from Iowa. I was looking forward to the Dick Queasy t-shirts. I know you'll get around to them eventually, but...
All right, that's a complaint. Thank
you. Hey, Mike. I just saw a commercial for the new Downton Abbey movie.
Oh, hello. Okay.
Yes. Tickets now.
Yeah. You know what? I'm probably going to go. I'm giving Rob a hard time about nostalgia.
My mom is out of her mind about this new Downton Abbey
movie. What's so great about this movie?
The Queen's coming. let's take another call. It's a lady, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and most importantly, Maddie.
Hey.
This is Chris from Bel Air, Maryland.
Hello, Chris.
I actually had a quick question for Oscar. Having not gone to school for the past 20 years, I'm a proud graduate of VCU, and now heading back for an MBA. What do you have as far as advice you can give to somebody who hasn't stepped foot into a classroom in about 20 years?
All right. Give them the advice over the music because we're going to have Oscar. We'll take Oscar to a commercial with this advice. Go ahead.
Play to your strengths and don't sit next to dummies. Because if you do, you'll be lotted in with the rest of them. So find someone that looks like they got the rest together, and then you will work just as hard as they do.
It's a good piece of advice, really.
Very good, yeah.
There.
But all she's right, a VCU student, so she probably tuned out halfway through.
We're going to get Oscar's take. The Oscar's take was me. Anyway, we'll take more of your calls when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Mike. Guess what day it is? It's the day that the new Oh My Gosh show comes out, and it is back to school. Yeah, the kids are back in class, and we got some bus stories to share. And I know that you're going to love this, Mike, because I know you love that school bus. And she's back. We're talking about Tamron Hall. We sit down with her and go one-on-one as she gets ready to launch her new daytime TV talk show. And for all the fashionistas out there, Rob Spiewak, we're looking at you.
What?
We are diving into the September issue of Washingtonian Magazine, and you might recognize a familiar face. Subscribe to the Oh My Gosh show now on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or Facebook. Bye.
Thank you, Angie. It's Angie Goff. Oh My Goff is the podcast. And if Tamron Hall ever comes through our hall, please bring her into the CMOS studios.
Oh, yes.
I'd love to meet her. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Humans have been shaving for over 5,000 years.
Yes.
From shark teeth to the first copper razor, a great shave always comes down to one simple factor: sharp, durable blades.
Sharp.
The ancient Greeks didn't need flex balls, heated handles, or any of the gimmickry. Harry's doesn't add gimmicks either to their razors. Harry's is a return to the essential quality and durability at a fair price, $2 a blade. Harry's also is a brand you can be proud of. 1% of sales are donated to organizations that provide access to mental health care for men. And your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. I never start my day without my Harry's. Never. So be like me. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You'll get a weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip, five-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe for skin hydration, a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry on the go. So go to harrys.com/TMOS and start shaving better today. We thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're taking your yaks. Lots of them today. We're trying to get it through as many as we can. Next one, Oscar and I love a particular show. Let's listen to this right now.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's Mark from San Francisco, home, or should I say former home, of the San Francisco 49ers. I've been watching Hard Knocks, Oakland Raiders training camp. The problem with this show is making me like the Raiders. As a Niners fan, that could be a problem.
Yes, it could.
But I think I have a reason, a good excuse. Because lately, in the last couple of years, the Niners have been playing like Big Potty.
And then he hung up. By the way, Antonio Brown.
Oh, the latest.
Problem child. I mean, really just ridiculous. Screw
his name
you.
Will come up in the audio vault.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Do you have the rave out, the big meltdown?
I have something better than that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's just a shame the way
that's
going.
Well, as we tape on a Friday, we don't even know if he's going to be able to play the season.
That's right.
Find out.
Going to be suspended perhaps by the Raiders. We have a request next on the TMOS Yak Shack that you can call anytime, 888-920-6673.
Hey, Mike, this is Mark from McMinnville, Oregon, 100% sober.
Where the hell is the Jamaican jerk? Let's get that guy in here. Come on, there's a hurricane. Jamaican jerk.
Oh, you called the wee hours in the morning because you got to lose a lifestyle, man. Yeah, there you go. Nothing going on in your life. How about a lady? Oh, no good for you. Too fat and ugly to get yourself a date, man. Oh, I understand that. The Jamaican jerk sent that right out to you, man. All right, let's take a call from an entertainer.
Oh, an entertainer.
No. This can't be good. An entertainer on the TMOS Yeah Show.
Where are your papers, old man?
What is wrong with people
today? Is this your passport? I see you have a visa to the passport? Kink, who is this man?
Oh, General Bullcaster.
Thank you. An entertainer, ladies
what
and gentlemen.
Was that? Lots of good voices.
Awesome. Yeah.
I tell you, it was a weird one this week. I love them. Keep them calling. Yeah. Next call is about John Waters.
Hi, this is Lori from Rochester. I was listening to an interview with John Waters, and he was saying that the first time he knew he was gay was when he saw Elvis Presley on television dancing. And Terry Gross asked him what he thought that Elvis would think of that. So I'm interested in Rob's opinion about that. So I'll shut up and listen. Bye.
All right. So John Waters went gay after looking at Elvis Presley on TV.
I went gay after I saw John Waters' mustache. But I don't think Elvis would have much problem with that. Elvis had a couple gay friends. And I'm not sure that the personality of John Waters would jive with Elvis's, but I don't think his sexuality
wasn't Hugh Hefner, he like slept with so many women it got boring, so he's like, let's see what's going on the guy side, allegedly.
One of the tell-all books said that he would only bang women, but he would watch gay porn while he was doing it.
That's what
I remember. And baby oil. I remember a lot of baby oil with you.
Baby oil. This might be the same
what
lady.
Was that
I'm
buzz?
Not sure. Let's listen to our next.
Yeah, I can't remember.
What?
Oil.
Hi. I'm calling from Rochester, New York. I just woke up.
Oh, different
I don't
lady.
Know if you're still looking for those kind of calls, but I had a dream, and I know if I don't call you right now, it'll just, you know, evaporate out of my brain. But I dreamt I was watching you put together a promo, and everyone was there, including Pony, and someone was riding on a...
Come on!
The skateboard. I don't know who that was, but
maybe it's me.
It seemed like
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, come on!
Can't.
What if you project something?
It.
Maybe she's like the lotto lady. She dropped the numbers.
Nope. She's it's just too much.
Can't wait for her to eat the fruitcake.
Maybe Small Mike was riding a skateboard.
I don't know what was happening. I couldn't get to the end of it. I only had 20 seconds to it. Couldn't stand anymore. Hey, we got
there
a Maddie first.
Numbers.
We got a Maddie call.
Oh,
guys,
good.
What's going on? Hi, Maddie, Mike, Rob, Oscar.
Oh, Maddie first.
What's going on, guys? Bodie, hey, what's up? Sorry, Maddie just got really high. I'm just hitting the joint. But anyway, this message is for Grimy, who called about...
More infighting.
He wanted audio evidence on Mike saying he called it on The Rock being a famous star. I gotta tell you, Grimy, I heard that. I remember hearing that.
There you go.
I remember Don Geronimo laughing at him.
Yes.
Laughing at Mike.
Yes.
Telling him, there's no way. And I believe Rob was there too, making fun of him.
That's right.
And I'm like, yeah, sure. Patting him on the head. And believe it or not, I was of the ilk that was agreeing with Don and Rob and all the guys from Don and Mike. And I give it up to you, Mike.
There you go.
You are amazing.
Ha-ha!
You called
Ha-ha!
It on The Rock.
Ha-ha!
So, yeah, it's laughable now.
Ha-ha!
Because it's, like, so obvious that he's an amazing action hero.
There it is.
But back then, it was just, he was a clown. He was a wrestler.
Yeah.
You know, they were treating him like he was going to be, like, the next Hulk Hogan in movies.
Yep.
So, anyways, yeah, Grimy. I heard it. I don't know if the tape's out there, but holly, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
There you go.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's great. Let's get a call from our traffic watcher, shall we?
Oh, great.
Traffic watcher.
Hey, guys. I'm on my way to work. This is Hein from Indy, and I saw a license plate that immediately made me think of the show. the license plate was just S-C-H-M-A. And I went full Felix Unger with it, and all I could think was, Schmah! Schmah!
Yeah, that's funny. Oh, yeah. Hey, speaking of Patton, we got a call about Patton, okay. I think. It's either George or Patton, the comedian.
Hey, guys. Sorry to be a repeat caller. Matt, officially Woodbridge, Virginia. I was just thinking, I just found out today that Patton Oswalt shares a birthday with me, or to say it correctly, I share a birthday with him. He is a couple years older.
Congratulations. Let's get another call. This one is simply gross.
Hey, Mike. Hello, Michael and Oscar and Robert and Pony and especially Maddie and Shannon.
Oh, boy.
This is Ed from California. I purchased the last tickets to your show from Paulie Christine. I'm especially looking forward to our time together.
Is he trying to do the Mindhunter guy?
Is he trying to do the Mindhunter guy?
Don't do that's not
that's
funny.
Really,
when you're in town, if you need anything, please let me know. But the egg salad is best. See you soon. Bye.
Gross.
Oh yeah. God! See, it's late at night. People call.
And
on
Mike,
this
I want
thing.
You to know something.
Yes.
I share a birthday with Vanessa Redgrave.
Congratulations! Would you like to hear from Trevor? Rob? Trevor called.
Trevor.
I love Oscar. This is Oscar's call.
Trevor,
I'm kind
Noah.
Of. Let's listen to Trevor.
I can go
Trevor,
either way.
Trevor call.
Hey guys, it's your boy Trevor.
Your boy
Trevor Myers from Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Oh, of course.
University of Arkansas.
Yeah.
Woo Pig Suey. Just calling. Join the God's Green Good Magical Stuff. I just had a quick question. I've been a really big fan of you guys, and you guys really did kind of inspired me to go to college.
Good.
With the goal of being like Mike or like Robert, maybe like Oscar. But I'm kidding. I love you, Oscar. But
Ace.
Where was I? Anyway.
Come on.
What degree do you guys suggest I get? I'm in broadcast.
Abnormal psychology. Let's take another call from Colorado.
Mike Amara. Brandon, Colorado Springs, Colorado. I was just listening to the show from August 28th.
Oh, yes.
It was 20th, Friday, where there was the Yak Shack. And I just heard the call where the guy said that there's too much Oscar coming through the headphones. I just want to say, I listened to you when it was Don and Mike a long time ago. I stopped around the time that Frida died. And it was always Jim Rome in the morning and then Don and Mike in the afternoon. And I loved it. Perfect all day, but then I changed jobs and lost track of you guys. Discovered the podcast probably 3-4 years ago, just before you moved to Florida. Enjoy it. It's awesome. But I remember thinking one of the things that I first saw was this Oscar guy. Jesus, he what a jerk. But you know what? Oscar, you're one of my favorites on the show now. So more Oscar is a good thing. Last week was awesome.
That's awesome. That's very
nice. That's
nice.
And when there's three people on a show and you're one of his favorites, that's high praise.
all right, we got time for just a couple more on the Yak Shack. This is the perfect time. The perfect time. I don't know what this is called.
Hey, what's up, guys? Calling you at 3:50 in the morning.
That's what I meant. All right.
Leaving Black Rock City, Nevada, now in Gerlach, Nevada.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, glad for the update. Thank you very much. Hey.
Okay, go ahead, honey.
Okay. Mike, my husband and I have come up with a name for the time of year when your trio becomes a duet. Oh, we're calling from Greenwich, Connecticut. What's the name of the, what's that time of year, honey?
You got it, Margaret.
No, don't give her my name.
Hi, Margaret. Peggy.
Okay, go.
We think it should be called, wait, what was it? Trio.
Midsummer, late summer duet.
Late summer duet. What, honey, duet.
I'm Margaret.
Okay, late summer duet.
I love this
call. You
go
from a trio to a duet. All right. Have a great day, boys.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, Margaret.
See you in Vegas.
Bye-bye. Thank you. See you in Vegas.
I like my name.
I like to call her Peggy.
Mellow fan, second to last call. Okay. Penultimate call, Rob.
Love the penultimate call. Yes.
I'm a huge fan of all you guys, man. You guys keep it tight always in every way. But I wanted to hip Rob to, and all you guys, to the Chuck Brown song where Mayor for Life, Marion Barry, raps on it, man.
Hey!
And it's called Go Go Drug Free. And the album is called Which Way to Go, I believe.
Well, yeah, should have paid attention to it, sir. Thank you.
You know what,
much,
Mike? There are no two greater Washingtonians.
Chuck Brown and Mayor Marion Barry.
Yes.
And here's our final yak of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, guys. Just want you to know, a little bit overserved yesterday. Didn't sleep too well last night. But I'm doing a trick that I did last week, the week before, that I learned from a certain someone. I'm headed to DQ to get me an ice cream cone. And I cannot believe last time when the ice cream hit my lips, I changed completely from just run down to so excited and refreshed.
Worked for me.
I just was wanting to say thanks to Mike because it works.
I'm glad to influence you, sir. Thank you very much. That's wonderful. We will take a break. Thank you for all your calls.
Wonderful.
Call anytime, especially this weekend. 888-920-MORE. 888-920-6673. Audio Vault coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Another season of big football is here. The question is, are you ready? We know you are, and so is a voice from the West.
Light 'em up!
Nicky Diamond is back, and he's on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Who's ready to cash in?
Your fantasy football roster isn't complete without sage advice from the prognosticator up for Rumpf.
4 out of 5 bookies can't be wrong.
Nicky breaks it down with the Diamond Pick of the Week, the Merle, and the Carry.
I'm bigger than Vegas.
Nicky Diamond on the Mike O'Mara Show. Just listen, and you'll be
in the no, baby.
Might be my favorite promo we're running right now.
He was so great. Yes, Nicky sounds great. He sounds 5 years younger.
He absolutely does. Hey, this segment of the program brought to you by our Fruitcake Futures. Look at you. Remember when you missed that flight? They took off without you. They never looked back. You know why? Because you're not special. Remember when you were late to that party and they cut the turkey before you got there? They cut the turkey.
Cut
the turkey without you. Total lack of respect.
Yeah.
Because you're not so special. And remember when your wife banged the pool boy all summer? She did it because you're not special. Yep. You're just a you're just a regular guy. Nothing keen or notable about you. Johnny Average, Bobby Boring, Vinny Vanilla. So, if you assume that we're going to let you order a TMOS signature fruitcake after the September 30th deadline, think again, asshole.
Oh, my God.
There will be no second chance, no exceptions. Order now or do without. You're not special. Don't screw it up. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Go to our website and buy as many as you can. MikeOmarishow.com. Get your fruitcake. Do it now. Hey, you get a chance at the golden ticket and the platinum ticket as well.
Course.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Now, open up the audio vault for today. This is Friday, September. Is this September 6th already?
Yeah, the 6th of September.
Good Lord. Take it away, Rob.
The thing about September 6th, it's not special.
No, you're not special.
No,
not at all.
Vinny Vanilla. I mentioned this earlier. You know who's really upset about this Antonio Brown drama?
Who?
O.J. Simpson. Juice took to Twitter.
Yeah,
because he's got Antonio Brown on his fantasy team, and if he doesn't play, Juice doesn't win. We don't want Juice angry.
Antonio Brown, what's going on with my fantasy team? I drafted you, Antonio, because I admire your game. I'm sure there's thousands of Americans who drafted you. We're all counting on you. Enough, buddy. You knew that you were going to get fined. Every guy that holds out get fined. And you also know that communications in the locker room stays in the locker room. So I got to tell you, the only people you're making happy right now are the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cash them big checks that you're getting and move on, man. Stop with all of this drama.
Yeah, stop with the drama, Mike.
Yeah, I know. It's been murder.
So, are you familiar with an air carrier called EasyJet?
EasyJet?
Yeah, it must be a European carrier.
I think it sounds British to me, EasyJet.
So, they had a plane booked that was going to fly from England to Spain, but they had no pilot. This occasionally happens. Well, one of the passengers on this flight was an EasyJet pilot, and he wanted to get to Spain, so he took matters into his own hands and made this announcement on takeoff.
Just before we went through security, I thought, I wonder if this is worth a phone call. I think it is, because I'd like to go on holiday. So I phoned up EasyJet and said, hiya,
I'm standing in the terminal doing nothing. I've got my license with me, deliberately, from being pushed in the back of the head at 3 a.m. I've well got my ID with me, and I'd very much like to go on holiday, and if you need a favour, I'm standing here ready to go. And he said, we'll phone you back. 38 seconds later, they phoned me back and said, please, please, pretty please, with a big cherry on top, can you fly the airplane to Alicante? We're going to position another pilot out from some other base to bring the airplane back here. So if you're all right for one of your pilots to look like for this today, we'll go to Alicante.
Just
that's
because he wanted cool. to get to Spain. He was ready to go
well,
on
he was on
holiday.
Vacation with his family.
Yeah.
That's
he was like,
cool.
I can fly this thing.
I love that. That's awesome. Mm.
Now, yesterday I played you the isolated vocals of Blondie. Here's another musical curio.
Ooh,
and
I love this.
Read a little bit about this.
Okay.
Two different songs. This mashup works because they're in parallel chords, which means that the chords are not the same, but they play well together. The chords at question here are G major and G minor. We've got right. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and Dire Straits. Check this out.
When I became of age, my mother
this is the old Motown song called Shop Around. And so this mashup is called Shopping for Money. Check it out.
And then she said, you better shop around.
Oh, wow.
Better shop around. Oh, yeah, you better shop around.
Pretty cool.
Just because you become a young man now, it's still something that you don't understand now. Before you ask.
And they had to doctor a little bit of it, right?
A little bit. I think mostly for the tempo. But
for the tempo. They had to get the tempo right. That's very, very cool.
It's so, so cool. And it makes me think, you know that Dire Straits album, Brothers in Arms, is 30 years old now?
Yep.
It's still great.
Money for Nothing, my favorite riding, driving song. Riding a motorcycle, driving in a car. I love on the motorcycle, there was no better song to come to an intersection and have that crank.
With that long, and that long, great intro. It's great. It's like a minute 30. Have you watched Lights Out with David Spade yet?
I have not had
Please watch it. They did a thing last night. Are you familiar with basketball player Nick Young?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, he plays for the Nuggets. He has played for the Lakers. I think he was drafted by the Wizards. But they did a thing. It was David Spade and Jeff Ross. They put him on stage at, like, the Chuckle Hut. But they put an ear monitor in, and they didn't tell him what they were going to tell him to say. So he was going to do stand-up.
Awesome.
So we close with this, and it's just great.
Let's have some serious love for Nick Young, a.k.a. Swaggy P.
My name is Nick Young.
My name is Nick Young.
I was named after my dad, Nick Old.
I was named after my dad, Nick Old.
I don't want to brag.
I don't want to brag. I don't want to brag too much.
But I'm the 48th greatest player in Lakers history.
But I'm the 48th greatest player in Lakers history. And y'all know me. Y'all know me in here. That's crazy.
I'm one of the smartest players in the NBA.
And I know y'all won't believe this, but I'm one of the smartest players in the NBA.
Just by believing the earth is round.
Just because I believe the earth is round.
Yes.
I love Jeff Ross.
Funny. Dude is funny, guys.
And I love David Spade. The best thing, if you watch this bit, watching the player's eyes while he's getting the lines, because he doesn't know what's coming.
Wow.
It's so great.
Smart.
So that's my pick for the weekend. Watch Lights Out with David Spade. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have a wonderful weekend. Get some fruitcakes over the weekend, everybody.
And thank God, Ponyboy Matt Bloom will be back in studio on Monday show.
Well, you know, he's right in the storm right now. He's in the thick of it.
Yes, sir.
He could be gone.
Right. He's down there. Oh, my God. We'll get a storm report on Monday from Ponyboy.
If he lives.
That's it. We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak, Matty Masiello, Oscar Santana, and the entire TMOS family from Podcast Village, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
That's all.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I can pull a better cartoon out of my ear. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
Good night. Now, doctor.
Good night, proud looker.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.